So here are five attitudes that will absolutely wreck your marriage. Hey, Cody Butler here, marriage coach and founder of Better Marriage. And if this is your first time here, we help men repair, rebuild and restore their marriage from the ground up. Even if it seems hopeless right now, if she's told you it's over, you can still do it. And if you want to know how, we got a free workshop, links in the description. Check that out at your leisure. So let's look at the five attitudes that will absolutely wreck your marriage. Now, one of the things that we say, one of the key principles of the Win Your Wife Back program is that when your attitude is right, the facts don't matter. It doesn't matter what's going on, what's happened, what's been said. When your attitude is right, the facts don't matter. Things can be repaired, things can be turned around. But the exact opposite is true as well. When your attitude is wrong, the facts absolutely do matter. And here are five attitudes that are wrong and will cause destruction and devastation within your marriage. Now, the first attitude is arrogance. It's, I'm right, I know I'm right, I'm better than you. We all know what arrogance is, right? It's a very unattractive characteristic that it makes it very, very difficult to be around. And when arrogance is present within the relationship, it destroys many of the elements that need to be there for the relationship to be successful, i.e. the number one being it destroys the ability to establish emotional safety and security. And if that is not there, then we're on a slippery slide downhill. Everything is going to start to turn pear-shaped from that point on. Now, attitude number two on the list here is pride. Pride is utterly, utterly destructive, and it's superiority, it's moral superiority, it's self-righteousness, it's all of these things. It's like, I know that I'm right, my wife needs to see things my way, she needs to bend to my way because my way is right. It's moral superiority, it's believing that you have the right path to everything and the right way to everything. And all that happens is that through your belief that your way is the right way, and look, it might be the right way for all I know, I don't know, I'm not saying that it's not, I'm just saying that the attitude that it is the right way, and then really enforcing that view upon your wife, again, it causes a destruction of emotional safety and security. Pride always cometh before the fall. If there's pride in your marriage, if there's pride in your life, then trouble is on the horizon, and it's coming very soon. Now, when I say pride, I don't mean being proud of your car or being proud of your children. I mean moral superiority. I mean self-righteousness. I mean all of these things that are very unattractive, not giving your wife the space to really engage in the conversation because you know that you're right and that she's wrong, and that's just not open for debate anymore. Which leads to attitude number three, which is judgment. Out of pride comes judgment. It's a I'm right and you're wrong scenario. Anytime we take a position of pride, which says my way is the right way, this is the best way, this is the only way, I'm right, you're wrong, this is judgment, this is judgmentalness. For you to be right, you have to have judged that your wife or whoever it is wrong. When we say to somebody, my way is the right way, this is the best way, then there's judgment involved. And if there's judgment involved in that, then there's judgment involved in every other area of life as well. None of us like to be judged. None of us like to be looked at and put in a place of being judged. For some of us, for some men, it's like they're judging the clothes that their wives wear. They're judging their wife's attitude. They're judging their wife's behavior. They're judging their wife's choice of exercise. They're judging their wife's choice of cuisine and diet. They're judging their wife's choice of word. It's judgment, and judgment is very, very destructive. Ask yourself, do you like to be judged? Do you like to be put in a position where the person that you're talking to is self-righteous, full of pride, they're judging you, and then of course that's going to lead to condescension, that's going to lead to other very negative attitudes. It's going to cause you to ultimately, if not look down on your partner is certainly going to feel looked down upon. They're not going to feel equal. They're not going to feel loved, cherished, and appreciated within the relationship. Pride leads to judgment, and the judgment leads to the destruction of the relationship. Which goes on to number four, which is unforgiveness. Now, a lot of the men that we work with have all of these within the relationship. The judgment then leads into the unforgiveness. And this is, if you think about it, a very difficult position for a woman to be in. When she knows that she's going to be judged, and she's going to be judged harshly for everything that she does because her husband is prideful or arrogant and believes that he's right or believes that he has the right to tell her how to behave, what to do, all of these things. when she feels judged, then that makes her feel very negative. And then she knows also that there's no forgiveness for that judgment. She's going to be judged harshly, and then that judgment is going to leave to unforgiveness. This makes it an untenable situation for anybody to stay in a relationship. Now, I'm talking about women here specifically, because this channel and this video is directed at men. There's not going to be too many women watching this, but it's the same the other way as well. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that men are always wrong and women are right, or none of that stuff. We're just talking to men here, right? So if your woman knows, if your wife knows that she's going to be judged, or she has a very good suspicion that she's going to be judged because there's an attitude of arrogance and pride within the relationship, and that she knows once that judgment is made, there's little or no way back from it, she's now forced to remain in a situation where she knows everything I do is going to be judged, and there's no forgiveness for that judgment. This is an untenable situation, and I have to leave this relationship at this point in time. And finally, number five, the attitude is one of control. Now, we have to look at why we control things, right? It's the avoidance of pain. Most men go, I'm not controlling. And the reality is, they're just not seeing the controlling aspects of their behavior, or they don't identify it as being something negative, because the motivations are not one to control, but the actual motivation is one to avoid pain. And there's really no happiness within the marriage and life in general, really, until one can become okay with pain and accept that pain is part of life, and that it doesn't need to be avoided and it doesn't need to be controlled. Now, a lot of the control in a relationship comes from the fact that if my partner behaves in this way, it's going to cause me pain, and I'm not okay with that pain. I'm not okay experiencing that pain. Therefore, I'm going to control and manipulate this situation to make sure that the situation that causes the pain does not ever show up in my life. And again, it's very deceptive and it's very insidious, because we're not necessarily at that point seeing our behavior as controlling. We're seeing it as our desire to avoid pain, and we're judging ourselves, we're judging our own homework from the perspective of, I'm not controlling, I'm just trying to avoid pain. But the reality is, the avoidance of that pain is causing very controlling behavior. And until we can go, okay, pain is part of a relationship, that is what being married is. There's an element of pain, and when I accept that, and I accept that I'm going to experience pain at times within this marriage, I no longer need to control the pain and make sure that I control the situation so that pain never appears. And then that the controlling behavior just starts to disappear at this time. So those are my five negative attitudes that will absolutely destroy a marriage. It's arrogance, it's pride, it's judgment, it's unforgiveness, and it's control. And if these are present, not a good thing, right? Now, if you're recognizing any of these and you want to get these out of your life, then we can definitely help you do that. And if that's you, we got a link in the description. Schedule a call with us. We'll talk to you about how we can help you. And if that's not for you, I love you too. God bless you, and we'll talk to you very soon.